This is a meditation for deep healing from relationship wounds through the convergence of lunar energy and the color orange. The color orange is associated specifically with sorry, I should say the color orange is associated with healing. Specifically, it is a very much attuned energetically to relationships. Relationships are possessions. We have a relationship. We are in a relationship with someone. We co-create with the other person our ideas about what the relationship is. And so, in a spiritual sense, a relationship becomes what we can call an egregore, that it is something that is created by both people in it, but yet exists on its own. And when we are doing healing from relationship trauma in the past, be it invalidation, neglect, betrayals, early in childhood, traumas that lead to insecure attachments, and so on. But that relationship has a spirit, it has a vitality. If you think to relationships in your life, you are connecting to that spirit. And this is an important distinction that's really key for the way I teach healing. We are not emphasizing that other person who wounded us, betrayed us, neglected us, didn't return our affection, whatever it is. We are focusing on that entity known as the relationship that we had with them. And that becomes the vessel where we do our healing. We are separating ourselves from that person, not giving our power to them anymore, and examining the relationship as a place that can be healed, and that we can heal ourselves in from this space. So this meditation takes us to Hecate's well, or Hecate's cauldron, where we dive in, or dip in, or sip from her healing relationship waters. So I invite you to get comfortable now. You can close your eyes if you wish. I light the sacred smoke. So I have rose and bay laurel and some dittany, a little bit of Damiana, which is good for healing sexual trauma. Now let's just close our eyes and allow yourself to sink into your sitting bones. Taking in a deep breath, becoming aware of the breath here, letting it go. Softening the body, letting go of any tension in the shoulders. Relaxing the feet and so on. Just giving your physical self some love before we journey into the deeper world of Hecate. Now, using your breath, try to push it down as far as you can, right into those sitting bones. And let it go. Now feel your own spiritual root stretching down, down, down through the floor and the foundation, back to Chthonia, the earth itself. Spending some time here, just allowing that root to ground you and center you. Now, of course, the root in the chakra system and also in my teaching is very much associated with deep, deep wounds, particularly connected to sexuality. And then in the chakra system, the next location, which in within how I teach becomes merged with the root, is that orange color that is so associated with relationships, many other things. Of course, we're focusing on relationships as possessions here today. As you stay in this place of getting grounded, start to feel that tingle, that activation. And now let's bring the heart into play, bringing the breath to heart. And as you let it go, you open up to the experience, perhaps even opening up a bit to love and acceptance and self-healing. And that heart energy connects with that root energy in that bidirectional flow. And as you open the heart, which of course is the intersection or the crossroads between our interior selves and the exterior world. So of course, relationships are very much involved in this as well. This is why we always say, you know, like love is in the heart, because it's that interdependence, right? That who we are with that person who is outside of us. And now let's pull that breath up into the mind. And of course, our thoughts, our cognitions, and so on about our relationship wounds can be so powerful. They're so dynamic. They can really just take us over, can't they? So like when you release your breath here, I want you to feel that unity between the higher, this lower part of the higher self, the mind, and the heart and the root, so that crown, heart, and root are working in synchrony. And you can see that pull down. And just stay here for a moment in this state of unity. And now we'll begin the transition to Hecate's garden and the deeper world. So taking your breath in again, and I want you, as you pull that breath in, to see or feel the gate that opens the deeper vision, the third eye, they call it. And with an exhale, step through that gate and join me here in Hecate's garden. It is a beautiful night here in the garden. The moon is out, shining bright. The temperature is cool, the breeze is light. The torches light our way. And as we walk down the path, we come to Hecate's great, great well. It is an immersed cauldron. It is the font of all energy. It is from which all flows, creation and destruction. To the ancients, the cauldron was symbolic of the moon, the feminine, the mysteries, the womb, the cave. A prized possession, a cauldron, especially a metal one. So as we gather around this great cauldron that is embedded in the earth here in the garden, look up. And you see, dear Luna, shining down upon us. And the moon lends her beams to the water, pouring her healing and connecting to that great font. Now, it is said that the moon itself rises and sets out of Hecate's cauldron. So powerful are these two. And as we look at the cauldron again, the water starts to take form. Great Hecate, we are here for relationship healing. We are here to let go of burdens that have held us frozen for too long. We are here to break chains that these past events have held on us. We are here to cleanse and purify relationships. We are here to heal, and we call upon the energy of orange, vibrant, fiery, part of your sacred flame, the great orange flame. Now, as the cauldron waters are transformed into this beautiful orange, flamey energy, a great Hecate calls you into the waters. You may be called to submerge yourself or to simply dip your hand in and cup some up and drink it or anoint yourself with it. Perhaps dip in a foot, whatever feels right for you. Nalia, Chthonia, the watery depths of Great Hecate, offering healing, offering peace, offering release. And if you find yourself with an offering to leave, something symbolic of the burden you carry from this relationship. It could be a ring. It could be a childhood memento. Maybe even an image of the person who caused you so much harm. Cast those things into this great cauldron. Paying attention to what symbols and words come to you here. These are your keys for healing. There's always many animals present. Great Persephone, who teaches us that the way to become queen, king, or another title, another sovereign title, is through pain. Demeter, that great goddess who knows anger and outrage and being wrong. She offers succor here, and of course, Hecate tends her cauldron. And now it's time for us to gather ourselves together, getting out of the cauldron or taking one final sip, setting down anything you need to sit down. And now let's journey back down that torch-lined path. Crossing the gate back into regular self, regular mind. Bringing your attention to the breath once more, bringing yourself back into your body. Wiggling a bit in your sitting bones. Smiling is always good here. That helps to pull us back into our physical selves. And I encourage you to make a few notes, do a few sketches of what you were releasing, any gifts that you may have received. And I thank you for trusting me to lead you through this meditation. Inhale, Hecate.